Aquí hay que estar válido. I call this meeting to order today on the Special Committee on Food Insecurity within the Frankie Sudopapa President's Conference Room at 12:06 p.m. in person and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was this agenda posted 3 full working days? Yes, it was. Is this meeting taking place on the day, week, month? Yes, it was. Is the Zoom link working? Yes, it is. Seeing that we're in full compliance, we'll be moving on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We recognize that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Nuwu, Washu, Niue, Nuwu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 4, roll call. Since there's no secretary, Senator, would you like to do the roll call?
Yeah, Senator Birch, for the record. Alrighty, Chair Saperito.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Levy, no longer specifically. Senator Issa.
Absence excused.
Senator Billa.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Barker.
Present.
And then Senator Barrison, present.
And Senator Radke is present on Zoom, for the record.
Senator Radke is also present on Zoom, for the record. And then a quorum is present.
Seeing that a quorum is present, we'll be moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, please state your name and position for the record.
Hi, I'm Troy Barrera, ASUN event programmer. I just wanted to say that I have had the privilege of knowing Senator Atkinson since high school, and I truly and confidently can say that I don't know anyone who is more passionate or dedicated about food insecurity. In high school, we were in NHS, the National Honor Society, together, and she worked closely with the food bank. And something that Reef High School would pride themselves in was having our name up on the volunteer wall for having some of the most volunteer hours, I guess. And Senator Atkinson worked hard to keep our name on that wall and to inspire the rest of NHS to continue to contribute and serve the underserved. And I think that she's an inspiration when it comes to fighting against food insecurity, and I don't know anyone who can be better for that position.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Is there any public comment on Zoom? Okay, seeing no further public comment, we'll be moving on to agenda item 6, adoption of minutes for possible action. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6, line item A, through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Barge. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator DeBarger. Is there any dissent? Okay, seeing no dissent, that motion has been approved. I'll be moving on to agenda item 7. There are no minutes to be corrected at this time. So, I'm going to skip agenda item 9 right now, and we'll be moving on to agenda item 10, new business. Line item A, we have an election of a vice chair. As I hopefully remember, for this process, anyone at the table can either nominate a senator or themselves, and they would say, I nominate the honorable senator, last name, for the vice chair position within the special committee. There's no unanimous consent or dissent, and then the person that's nominated, they would have to verify themselves if they would like to be nominated. Is there any nominations at this time? Senator Barrs?
I nominate the Honorable Senator Atkinson from the School of Med and School of Nursing.
Senator Atkinson, do you do this nomination?
I do.
Okay. Is there any other nominations at this time? Seeing no, we'll be moving on to... I'll give you a 3-minute presentation. You don't need to take the whole time. And then a 3-minute deliberation. And during this deliberation process, you know, you are free to stay or leave in the room if you want to hear any comments about your character, possibly.
Okay.
I don't know why that sounded so ominous, but...
Okay,
I'm about to start the timer.
Should I stand up, or...?
If you want to.
Okay, I'm
okay. Yeah.
Just a quick overview for this presentation. I'm just going to go a little bit more about me, my experiences, and my goals for the committee, and wrap it up. So about me, I'm a second-year speech pathology and audiology student in the School of Medicine. I'm currently in the Center for School of Med and Orpheus School of Nursing. I'm very passionate about helping the community, and when I was in high school, I really found a passion in helping people who are suffering from food insecurity. So I spend a lot of time outside of the classroom helping any community that I can, but I find the most passion in helping alleviate the burden of food insecurity. Some of my hobbies include anything active. My dream is to complete an Ironman, so I love running and biking and swimming and all that fun stuff. I also study a lot, maybe more than I probably should, but it's okay. And then music as well. I sing choir, so that's pretty fun. My experiences, I was the liaison for the Northern Nevada Food Bank in my NHS chapter, and so I would schedule bi-monthly volunteer organizations for a group of anywhere between 5 to 11 students to go out to the food bank in Northern Nevada, and we would just donate and, or yeah, we did do donation drives, but that's a separate thing, but we would go and sort food and just volunteer any way we could. And then I was also in the Human Development and Family Sciences CTE Academy at Reed High School, in that we created a local food pantry for our students and families while I was there, and then we would, I planned multiple events for the HDFS Academy where we would donate and bring awareness to food insecurity and support our food pantry at Reed. And then I also volunteered in the Reed Food Pantry and the Food Bank in Northern Nevada. Some of my goals. My first goal is I'd love to help expand PAC provisions to other areas on campus, like closer to dorms and the School of Medicine. I've spoken with the Associate Dean of Institutional Wellness at the School of Medicine, and that is something that she's very interested in as well. So I will be going further into that with her sometime this year. My second goal is to create more events like farmers markets on campus where we can provide fresh fruit and vegetables and other necessities to students. And at those events have like surveys where we can ask students like, hey, is there anything that you would want to see in PAC provisions? Is there anything that we can do as senators to help alleviate this burden? Is there anything you need to know about food insecurity? And then my third goal is to help students know their resources that they have on campus and just broaden what we have in our community and also on campus. Like I said earlier, I'm very passionate about food insecurity, but I feel like being a college student, it's become more personal for me to help other college students because I can just see the connection. Whereas, you know, helping people older than me or people younger than me, it's not as personable because I'm not the same age as them, if that makes sense. But yeah. Thank you.
Is there any deliberation at this time?
Or oh, yeah.
A question period? Sorry. Yeah, we'll be moving on to... Thank you, Senator Barris. We'll be moving on to a question period. Is there any questions at this time? Is there any questions on Zoom? Okay, seeing there's no questions, we'll be moving on to a deliberation period. You're free to stay in the room.
Step back.
Okay.
Let me know.
Yeah, I will. Is there any points of discussion at this time? Senator Barris?
I'm
with
previous
question.
Is there
a second? Seconded by Senator Bajer. Seeing that, we'll be moving on to the previous question. All those in favor of nominating Senator Atkinson for the vice chair of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any extensions, oy? Seeing that motion, the ayes have it, and Senator Atkinson has been elected for the vice chair. All right, let me get her in.
You can clap if you want to.
Oh,
first
question.
No,
thanks.
Yay.
Okay. So you're now the new vice chair for the special committee. It's really good that we have one.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations. Yeah. We haven't had one for like 4 weeks, so this is actually very important. And unfortunately, you might be the secretary for all the meetings. But
that's okay.
Yeah, we're all happy that you're taking this role. Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm gonna skip old business still and move on to agenda item 11, a miscellaneous business. I'm going to go to line item B, liaison changes and additions. Seeing that we do have three new members in the committee, is there any liaison positions that you guys might be interested in?
Point of information. What are the liaison positions within this committee?
Let me get that up for you. So the liaison positions for this committee regard...
And his message from Saturday as well.
Yeah. We have liaison positions for FISH, Friends and Service Helping. I blanked on that. That's the liaison position for a nonprofit organization in Carson City. Senator Issa currently has that role. We have a liaison position for Wolfpack Meats. That's our donor for actual meats with impact provisions. That liaison position has been open since Senator Levy has resigned. We have a liaison position for Pack Rides, which is also open. Direct contact for that would be Justin Berger and maybe sometimes Amy Kokish. We have a student housing and basic needs liaison position, which Senator Atkinson currently has. It's the Res Life liaison position, as well as Nevada Campus Dining. Senator Villa has that one currently. I believe Desert Farming Initiatives might be all open as well. And I have a liaison position for Pack Provisions. So the three that would be open would be Wolfpack Meats, Pack Rides, and DFI. Senator Barris?
I move to place myself on the liaison position of Pack Rides through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Sorry, you're right. Seconded by Senator Atkinson. Is there any dissent? Seeing there's no dissent, you've been placed on the liaison position. Senator DeBartry? Seconded by Senator Vice Chair Atkinson. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, you can place on the liaison position. Point of information, did you say you said a Wolfpack Meets?
Yes.
Okay. Would anyone on Zoom like to place themselves on a liaison position?
I thought I was a liaison.
Yeah, you are, Senator. Senator Racky.
What was the third one?
Desert Farming Initiatives.
Okay, I move to place myself on the liaison position for Desert Farming Initiatives. Three names consent.
Is there a second?
Second, sir.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Budget. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, that motion has passed. You will be assigned that liaison position.
Wait, for clarification, what was the liaison position for that? And who seconded the motion?
Senator Budget seconded.
I seconded.
Okay, we have all of our liaison positions filled up. That's awesome. This is a good day. We'll be moving back to agenda item 9, old business. I can give a small summary on what we've been doing for the new members, but basically since the start of the session, the beginning of the summer, Special Committee on Food Insecurity, we've been trying to find a way to give or further push our student voice within the Nevada legislature and regarding the assembly members and state senators. We're currently working with the Department of Government Affairs. Basically, the goal is to try to get as many assembly members and state senators to start discussing food insecurity more. And I know they're already very keen on this issue regarding what happened with the government shutdown and the federal decision not to give out SNAP, but I think redirecting it specifically to our university and our student body could assist the university in the long run. We have a list of 28 in total for assembly members and state senators. I believe around 30% of them have come from UNR. They're UNR alumni, either undergraduate or graduate. And while we want to get everyone on this list to at least put on their agenda, their vocal agenda, the topic of food insecurity for the campus, we would really like to get the UNR alumni that are both state senators and assembly members to actually come to the university and look at the current storage situation with PAC provisions, as well as get direct personalized stories from students who actively use PAC provisions in a similar manner to how President Abdelbaat got some of the state senators to come for the homecoming parade. With that in mind, there's a presentation in the box that just gives a rough layout of each assembly member and state senator listed, showing their political affiliations, some pieces they worked on within the last session, and on the list for the agenda today, it shows some assembly members or state senators and what they're trying to do in the upcoming political election, whether that's running for a lieutenant governor or running for attorney general. Regardless, I think everyone on this list, even if they're running for a separate aspect in the government, it would be very beneficial to reach out to them. That being said, would there be any senators interested in starting a conversation with the senators and assembly members listed? You can.
Sorry, point of clarification.
Yeah.
Yes, but I was just wondering, not all of them at the same time.
Yeah. Oh.
Or how is that?
So basically, what I want to do, there's a lot. I wanted to distribute it, basically around like four assembly members or state senators per committee member,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a Gmail that we're gonna get not only verified through the Department of Community and Government Relations, the Department of Government Affairs, and PAC provisions. We're gonna get it verified through them, make sure we have all the correct information, and that we're not lying to these people, and then just sending out the Gmail. The initial point of contact should be the easiest part. It will get a little busy once they start responding to their emails. But for your question, just like four per person.
And we're just emailing to ask them if they want to come see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The goal for this meeting at least is to get the whole entire list of who's interested in talking to who, and then we'll do some discussions with PAC provisions, which really shouldn't take that long, just making sure we have the proper email to send, and then just send it to you all, and then we can just basically mass email them the same message.
Okay.
And then the personalization comes from their eventual response.
Mm-hmm.
I do have one comment from Senator Issa. Sent it to me at 12 in the morning because he's always working. But basically he said, hi, Alex. Unfortunately, due to the wedding scheduling today, I won't be able to attend the sci-fi meeting, and I haven't had time to send over a written report. With regards to reaching out to members of the legislature, I'm open to being assigned any member that isn't taken, although I'm particularly interested in reaching out to Assemblymember Selena LaRue Hatch. Okay, with that being said, is there any new members that would like to or be interested in reaching out to anyone on this list? Senator Barris?
I'd be interested in reaching out to the first three assembly members listed. So Assembly Member Steve Baker, Assembly Member Jill Hickman, and then Assembly Member Gregory
Hoffman. Okay, sounds good. Is there any other senators at this time that would be Senator DeBarger? Oh, yeah, I got it.
Ruben De Silva and Tanya Flanagan.
You said Ruben De Silva and Tanya Flanagan?
Do we need four? Sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Is there anyone on Zoom that would be interested? I know Senator Villa. Do you want to? It's up to. Sorry. I'm really bad at this. Who would like to go first? Senator Radke?
I'd like to take Roberta Lange, Edgar Flores, and then Ira Hansen, if they're available.
Okay, sounds good. And Roberta Lange, that's a good one because the new student director for PAC Provisions, that's her grandma. So we already have some relations in the legislature. It's kind of funny. Senator Villa, is there? Oh, for the record, he's in his car. Senator Villa, is there any assembly member?
I'm so sorry, guys. I oh. Oh my god, I reversed into someone. I am running 4 minutes late to my dental appointment, but I just want to say I can just, you guys can just like assign me anybody. I have looked over the slides and I love all of them, and I am really.
Okay, sounds good. We can further discuss it later. Yeah, that's fine. This is very informal. But anyways, I think that should be everything then. And then the last thing is the agenda item 11, line item A, committee member reports. I kind of have a long one, unfortunately, so I'll put myself last. Is there anyone at the table that has a committee member report regarding their, and you guys don't have to worry, regarding their liaison position? Okay, any on Zoom? Okay. Hopefully I can keep this one entertaining. But, so I received a lot of information, or Senator Separito for the record, I received a lot of information literally within the past week on all the initiatives that PAC Revisions is trying to do, because there's still a lot of uncertainty whether or not the federal government is going to reallocate the SNAP funding that wasn't received this month at all. So currently what's going on with PAC Revisions is they're expanding 2 or 3 donation drives and merging them together in a conglomerate. And they're reaching out to the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. I just received information yesterday. They, FBNN, gave an additional 12 truckloads of food to PAC Revisions, but the issue with that organization is it's incredibly inconsistent. They gave us, I believe, canned tuna. They don't tell us what supplies it is at all, and whether or not the students actually know how to eat them, in layman's terms. We're also going to be receiving from this organization called Safeway grocery store cards for everyone, hopefully everyone that was affected by SNAP. Amy Kokish signed a contract last week that she received the day before, and it was due the day after, so it's been very rushed. But the dilemma currently is, yes, we're getting grocery store cards for anyone that either was affected by SNAP or was affected by the government shutdown. We don't know the exact quantity of grocery store gift cards that are being given. It could range from anywhere from 5 to 150. And we also don't know how much money is going to be allocated on the grocery store cards. The biggest issue regarding this lack of information is the organization wants us to make sure that we give out every single card by mid-December. So once we have more information on that, I'll give you guys the information. Just please, like, reach out to as many people as you can, specifically those who use PAC Revisions. That's going to be the major priority. Then for context, this is information that I haven't known. People that are seniors didn't even know. Apparently, for campus dining, in their contract, they're obligated to spend at least one time a year doing a donation meal swipe drive for PAC Revisions. So that means is like students themselves, like myself, who's on the biggest plan, I could give up to 10 meal swipes just for 1 week out of the whole entire year. And those 10 meal swipes next semester would be specifically reallocated to students who consistently use PAC Revisions that also have meal trade plans. I know some interns in our internship alone, they're struggling just with the meal plans we have. So it's I don't want to say systemic, because that's hyperbole, but there's a major problem with our current system regarding Nevada dining and the meal swipe plans. They have been gracious with us in expanding the event from just 1 week this year to 4. Their goal over 4 weeks is just to get 100 swipes. I've currently sent out an email with one of the interns in our legislative internship and Vice Chair Atkinson now to schedule a meeting, trying to see how much we can actually push this initiative for the donation drive to, instead of being just 4 weeks, possibly next year, the entire year. They also are apparently, for some reason, they're capping out the donations per student, regardless of the meal plan, to 10, which definitely hurts people on the lower ends, like the gray, white, and blue silver, the blue, gray, white, and blue meal dining plans. They get either 10 swipes a week, 12 swipes a week, or 15 swipes a week. The bottom two, they don't even get 3 free meals for the 7 days. And then my plan, the silver plan, because my father thinks I'm a big back, it's unlimited, but it's 50 a week. With those with the silver plan, they don't want them to donate more than 10, even though one of the weeks that this donation drive falls on is Thanksgiving. People with the silver plan could literally donate 50 swipes themselves, which would be incredibly beneficial for all of our students. So that's one of the discussions that we want to have and try to address as soon as possible. And then for legislation ideas, reach out to Brian Price, that's Dominic Evans' intern, but he basically wants to do a socialist bank for the meal swipe system, and that means creating another account within the meal swipe trading plan that is literally built up from the ground on student donations throughout the year. Just like how you get identified with a low SAA score from the FAFSA, or you show SNAP eligibility with what we're doing with the current donation drive, the plan is to get students a characteristic on their cards in the same manner we get a characteristic to access this building for 24 hours. So when they swipe at the dining hall and they run out, the donation account, the socialist bank account, will automatically give them an extra swipe for that session so they can actually eat. And it would be a max of 6 swipes per person for the week. We're very excited to see where it goes, hopefully. I don't think there's a terrible monetary loss considering we're already giving Nevada Dining the $5,000 or the $7,000 a year when we enroll onto campus. But that's some of the newest updates. And then just one last thing, sorry for yapping so long, but Pack Revisions really wants assistance with volunteering. So if you know anyone that would like to help get volunteer hours, please tell them to go on to GivePulse. The Food Bank of Northern Nevada is trying to be jolly for Christmas, and they're trying to get everyone to volunteer from December 3rd to the 23rd. I can give you guys dates on that in the Teams chat. And then we have just one last thing. The food and coat donation drive, which already started 3 days ago. It's going from November 10th to December 10th. Pack Provisions just wants as much coats and food and money as possible. They will literally take anything. So I can give you guys all this information if it was a lot, because I know I just yapped for like 7 minutes. But the main point is, please reach out and give your students and your constituents as much information as possible. See how many ways they can help our student body, see how many ways we can help our student body. It is the most vulnerable time for our students who are deemed food insecure. But that should be everything. With that being said, if there's any questions, I'm open. Or if not, just Teams me. Is there any questions at this time? Okay, seeing no questions, we'll be moving on to, I thought my iPad died. Agenda item 12, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll be moving on to agenda item 13, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting on the Special Committee on Food Insecurity on Thursday, November 13th at 12:34 p.m. within the Frankie Sue Del Papa's President's Conference Room, in person and on Zoom. Okay, thanks, guys. So how do you like the committee?